And at this time, we're visiting with the head football coach for the Ansemelmerna Coyotes, Matt McGinn. Coach, great to talk to you. How has your summer been?
It's been great. Thanks for having me, Brent.
Well, it's always fun to visit with you, Coach, every single year. And here we are. The summer seems like it has flown by, and the next thing you know, we'll be kicking things off and getting started with another high school football season. I know that you've been at this a while as an assistant and certainly as a head coach now for AM for several years. I'm going to start with this one, Matt. Compare yourself as a coach from year one to when you were head coach for the first year at AM to where you are now. How have you grown as a coach, you think?
That's a great question. Matter of fact, I was just talking to our superintendent the other day. I think, if I go back and look at growing up, what I would call it a power football era, mostly dominated by I formation and everyone's packed inside the box. I would say probably the biggest thing that I've seen and adjusted going to clinics and learning as we go is just the advancement of the spread game, the spread option. And now you're getting, which I think is kind of cool, now what you see on TV at the college ranks, the short passing game, even in the NFL, the short passing concept work its way into eight-man. So if I had to look 10, 15 years ago, I would have never dreamed that football would be where it is right now. It's crazy. And I always kind of tell parents too, for your son, to be patient, because even the summer, like when we go to summer camp, I mean, the formation, the motion, just everything that's, where the game's going, it puts a lot of pressure on young kids. In a short period of time. So I think it's fun. I think it's exciting. It makes the game exciting. But on the flip side of that, it's a lot of learning.
Yeah.
not that there wasn't learning before in the tight formations and power spreads. Granted, there was learning then, but now you just get bombarded with, ask Coach Frost.
Yeah.
I mean, even with Nebraska's scheme, they're gonna show you all different formations. They're gonna pull your middle linebackers out, make them work the perimeter, and it's just kind of the way the games went. And so I think overall, Brent, that's probably the biggest change. And I think to go full circle, another cool thing is just the what I think is kind of cool is the aspect of the whole deal with concussions and how we conduct our practices anymore. And I think that from the way I learned to play football and the way we were dealt with and how kids are today, where we take a lot of that pounding out of there and maybe pull the reins back and, focus more on technique, tackling-wise, blocking-wise. So I actually think the kids, in my opinion, I think the kids are probably more technique savvy probably than they ever have, because we're spending more time and we're taking that nasty, beat you down in practice all the time. And now those drills are more, technique focused. And so I would say those are probably the two major things that I've seen.
Coach, you mentioned just briefly there summer camps, and I want you to talk a little bit about what your team did during the summer. I know that things like weight training, the opportunity, if you have it, to go to summer camps, those can have a big impact on being ready for fall camp and getting ready for the season. Share with us a little bit about what your kids did over the summer.
Absolutely. Well, we have kids that do individual camps and go to they'll pick out their own camps and go, whether it's Division One or whatever level of college, and they'll do their own kind of their own individual stuff, and then we get together this year and went to Wayne State for a 2.5-day team camp. And in the past, I've always been hesitant to go to a team camp just because we didn't have a large number. But what I found this year, what I thought was really cool, is think at your summer team camp now is kind of like your old two-a-days. Mm. We're now, we really don't have an old-school two-a-day camp started for fall. I mean, you can still, if you can still do it, but you don't really have enough time. So now, in my opinion, your team camp is 2.5 days, and you're scrimmaging and playing football from sun up to sundown, and it's amazing how much preseason stuff you can get put in a short amount of time. So I guess I look at that now as that's basically your, you know, that's your start of fall two-a-days sessions, and man, from there we're just, you know, that's into June, 1st of July, and then after that it's full swing and we're into it. So what a great experience. It worked great in the weight room. So I think really from a preparation standpoint, I couldn't be more happy. They're excited, and it's been a fun summer.
Matt, last year you guys were just percentage points, really, from making the playoffs last season. I'm sure that has created some excitement and some motivation for your kids coming into this season.
Oh, absolutely. So close. You know, and I think that's one of the things that I suggest to our kids is, unfortunately, in football, you want to get off the ground running pretty fast, because even if you lose early games in the year, man, that can come back and haunt you. You wish it was more like basketball, where you can kind of warm up and get into it, and then some of those losses don't mean so much. But boy, in football, every loss is a big, you know, it can hurt you big time. So definitely a lot of motivation there. I think a learning experience for a younger set of kids that are now older. So they've got to live with this, and definitely been a motivation throughout the off season and their other sports, and definitely this summer as we've been moving forward. But yeah, they haven't forgotten.
Matt, let's now talk about the team a little bit. How many do you have out total for the team this year?
Well, this will be the most kids I've ever coached since I was the head coach at Myrna. We have 27 out this year.
Great.
So, really exciting. Kids are and Myrna are fired up about football, and so that's very exciting. A lot of younger, big sophomore, big freshman class, so a lot of those players are still young, but definitely cool to see the numbers and a lot of fun so to work with them so far.
Matt, you have a kind of a good core of players who were instrumental in last year's success returning for you. Talk about some of those guys, some of the leadership qualities that they bring to the team, and just talk about some of the guys you'll be leaning on for playmaking and leadership this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's one of the cool things we've done for your camp. You've got four seniors, Jay Sleeper, Seth Miller, Justin Miller, and Rich Tranick, Well, Jay, so the 3-year is going to be a 3-year starter. Seth will be a 4-year starter. This week should be right on a 3-year starter, and Red a 2-year starter. So probably the most senior leadership we've had in probably 4 or 5 years. And you can tell at camp, I mean, definitely a group that has a lot of, you know, a lot of field time experience and great leadership. You round that off with a set of sophomores that, juniors with some great experience, Joel Finney and Kate Franny, you know, two players that have started last year for us. And then we bring in a big sophomore class. A lot of great players in our sophomore class. A lot of them, are yet to be determined. Just haven't had that field experience, and then rounded off with a big freshman class. But definitely a lot of experience coming. Kids that are hungry, kids that are ready to win. So it's been fun to work with them.
Matt, through the first week of practice now, what are some of the things that have stood out to you from this year's team?
Well, I think right off the top, just your senior leadership. I mean, it's been fun to see kids that are really focused. I mean, working really hard, and we're throwing a lot this year, and they really well. And I think really, we think we can all admit, just looking back at last year and the year before, and I think one of the main focuses for this year is defense. I mean, everyone knows kind of offense we run, and they do it well. But I think from a coaching, from my standpoint, from a coaching staff standpoint, we lack a little on defense, shut people down. And so this particular group of kids likes to play defense. So we've had a lot of fun at camp, and they've been a lot of fun to try some different things and see what's going to click with them. And so they've done a really good job on that aspect.
Matt, before we let you go, one final question for you. Tell us who is on your staff this year and who's helping you out.
Absolutely. This year we got Chad Reed, our offensive coordinator. Chad's coaching with me from the start. And then Jason Reed, he's our other assistant, the defensive coordinator. This will be Coach Reed's third year. And then kind of a cool thing for me, this year we have Trent Geiser and Kylan Thompson coming back to volunteer assistants. And kind of a special time for me that those two were off the team when we took the state 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so it's really cool to bring back those young people, and well, I shouldn't say young anymore. I mean, they graduated college, but it's really cool to see them come back, and they kind of they help you remember things that you've done in the past that was kind of forgotten about, and it's just cool to see that they still want to be involved. Kyle football was very important to them and their experiences. And so now it's cool to see him come back and help each other today.
Well, Matt, always enjoy visiting with you. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us, and we look forward to following you and the team throughout the season, and we wish you the best of luck.
Wow, thanks a lot, Brent. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and we look forward to talking to you throughout the season.
All right, that's head coach Matt McGinn joining us in our fall sports preview.